Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Hormone Lifestyle Zone. I'm your host, Meg Ricci, and I'm so delighted to have you here. I love doing these podcasts. They're so much fun. And today we're going to have a great conversation about two extraordinary minerals, fulvic and humic acid. And many of you may be wondering, what the heck is fulvic and humic acid? Well, I'm glad many of you asked. Even though I can't hear you speaking to me, I can feel it. These two minerals are absolute game changers in optimizing your health and your hormones. So please sit tight, grab a cup of tea. This is going to be a great episode. I love doing these podcasts because I want to help women as much as I can, as I do in my practice, to help you demystify your hormonal issues and the struggles and the many challenges that dance in between. When women contact me about working together, one of the most common complaints I hear, "Meg, my hormones are out of balance. I just don't feel like me anymore." Many of you, I know you're experiencing PMS symptoms that maybe range from having tender breasts and gas and bloat and heavy periods and cramps and heavy bleeding. And maybe some of you fall somewhere on the PCOS spectrum. You're having irregular cycles and acne. You're struggling with your weight. You have a lot of gut issues and inflammation. And maybe some of you with PCOS are struggling with your fertility. You're having difficulty in getting pregnant. Or maybe some of you are somewhere along that spectrum of quote unquote unexplained infertility. Maybe you're having recurrent miscarriages. Many of you, and I know because I just had a conversation with a bunch of women just the other day, you're going through the perimenopause and that menopause change. You're somewhere on that spectrum. You're like in your 40s, maybe you're approaching 50, early 50s, and guess what's starting to happen? Your body composition is starting to change. You're losing muscle and you're gaining body fat and you're scratching your head. So you're like, what the heck is going on? I'm exercising. I'm watching what I'm eating. And what used to work in terms of losing weight is no longer happening. And what the hell is this belly fat? What's going on here? I know. I get it. Some of what we discussed today will be addressing this. And I had a woman. This is so funny. She was having hot flashes and insomnia. And she said, "Meg, I used to feel like a bunny in the bedroom. And now all I want to do is wear bunny slippers and watch reruns of Law and Order." Yeah, I hear you. So yes, I do look at diet. Yes, I look at lifestyle, what you're eating, when you're eating, how you're eating. I look at your sleep. I look at how you're managing stress. I look at how well you're detoxing. I look at your gut health. Are you able to detox? What's holding things up? What's happening that you can't release toxins, that you're having difficulty losing weight, that you're having difficulty addressing inflammation, that supplements that used to work are no longer working? So my sweet lovelies, let's take a deep breath and exhale, because we're going to take a deep dive into this. I have a great guest today. There are underlying factors contributing to why women have hormonal imbalances, hormonal dysregulation. And guess what? It all starts with your cellular health. Think about this. You are a culmination of 100 trillion cells. I can't even imagine that. And these cells make up your tissue, your organs, your endocrine system, cardiovascular system, your GI tract, your GI system, your neurotransmitters, and your hormones. Folic and humic acid are minerals that are found in our soil, and they assist plants in absorbing nutrients so they can be lush and wonderful. These are the plants that you and I ingest, the fruits and veggies. And you're ingesting vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and amino acids and micronutrients from these plants, because the humic and fulvic acid allows these little critters, these luscious plants, to absorb their nutrients so we can absorb them. But sadly, our soil is depleted. So if our soil is depleted of fulvic and humic acid, so are those plants. And if those plants are not getting the nutrients they need, well, guess what? When you eat these plants and these vegetables and the broccoli and the carrots and the peppers and the apples and pears, you're eating fruit and veggies that are very low in trace minerals and vitamins and amino acids and a variety of other things. And guess what happens? If we have a diet, if our fruits and vegetables are void of nutrients, and we're also coupling that with the standard American diet, guess what happens to your hormones? They become dysregulated. That's part of the picture. You need these nutrients to allow your cells to thrive so that you can have thriving hormones to get the proper nutrients for healthy hormone signaling so that you can have healthy ovulatory cycles, so you can have healthy babies, so that you don't have to have crazy PMS symptoms, so that you can resolve your PCOS. You don't have to live with anxiety and depression. As I've mentioned repeatedly, your gut is the epicenter of your hormones, but your cellular health is the biomarker for your overall health. So I'm delighted to have as my guest today, Dr. Stuart Hoover. He is a functional health practitioner with over 25 years of experience. He's a leader in the formulation and manufacturing of organic whole food dietary supplementation, specializing in humic and fulvic charged nutritional products. Dr. Hoover is a pioneer in foundational medicine and a pioneer in fulvic and humic acid. So I have just scratched the surface here. I hope that I have set the table so that we can take a deep dive and devour the information that Dr. Hoover is going to be presenting to all of you. So Stuart, I want to welcome you today to the Hormone Lifestyle Zone. I've been so looking forward to this conversation.
Well, Meg, so much, I appreciate you so much, and thanks for having me on today. This is going to be a great discussion today. And I tell you, listening to that introduction, you know, it takes me back to the, you know, 20 plus years in my practice and dealing with the same exact things you just mentioned, and how much of it, you know, we're kind of approaching more from, I always say, that system or organ dysfunction place. That's just kind of the natural approach today. And we never really get close to the root of all of this. So I hope today's message is going to really resonate with a lot of people that are dealing with these conditions that you mentioned, that, you know, this is reversible, and it does truly begin at the cellular level. And, you know, it took me probably 10 plus years into my practice to really begin to recognize that, you know, if we're not addressing cellular health, it's going to be a difficult process to try to overcome. But, you know, I had a practice for over 22 years, and I used to use the word functional. I kind of changed that to foundational, because that's really kind of the approach we were taking, is more building a strong foundation in our practice. We, I think, worked with over 35,000 people in our clinic over those 20 years individually, and tens of thousands more globally as the message began to get out. And today I spend a lot of time doing what we're doing today, and that's sharing a great message about how to improve cellular health, especially with humic and fulvic acids. I do a lot of teaching, helping other practitioners integrate foundational health into their practice. I'm the director of professional services with Mother Earth Labs. I've been working very closely with Mother Earth for over 12 years. They're a 20-year-old company. A lot of people haven't heard of Mother Earth Labs, because they primarily work with health professionals and really are the leaders in the space of humic and fulvic acids, which I can tell you, when I was at a continuing ed conference, I guess it was probably about 14 years ago, and heard this biochemist, Carrie Lynn Carter, who founded Mother Earth Labs, talking about humic and fulvic and their influence on cellular health. It changed the whole dynamic of my practice. At that time, I remember going back to my practice and walking past our product room, and I had probably 250 products in my practice, like so many people. And I began to really take a hard look at what are we doing? Are we just managing issues, or are we really getting to the root? And that's when I started doing a real deep dive myself and understanding the role of humic and fulvic in cellular health, and quickly realized this is really a critical missing piece of the puzzle, you know, when it comes to not only regaining health, but maintaining health. So that's a bit of my story and how I ended up where I'm at today, and excited to be with you again.
Well, you know, it's funny, Stuart, I never heard about humic and fulvic until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's been around.
And so many of the nutraceutical companies, and I didn't know about Mother Earth Labs. Yeah. My friend attended Bastyr, right, and she's like, oh my God, we all use that. Yeah. I was like, I never heard of them before.
Right.
And I love this line of products. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are other companies too that are using fulvic and humic. Mm-hmm. I never knew about it.
Right.
And now using it in my practice, because, and I want you to explain in detail to, mm-hmm. to clients so they have an understanding, because you see it and I've seen it. People are on a ton of products,
right,
and nothing's working.
Right.
And sometimes what I have to do is strategize, how do I open up those pathways mm-hmm. of drainage?
Right.
So, and almost like awaken the cells or give the cells what they need mm-hmm. so people can start absorbing and detoxing. Because a lot of women that I work with, mm-hmm. you know this, they're just having a really, 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 really difficult time detoxing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you throw on top of that a lot of the genetic issues like the MTHFR
yes.
Mutations
yes.
that well Huge. Over, from what we know, over half of our population is dealing with. You know, we used to test for that in the clinic, and I kind of got to the point of going, well, there's no sense in testing because there's a 1 in 2 shot. It's there. Let's just kind of address it with the right things to overcome that. And so much of it is improving cellular health and function.
And I have, you know, because I deal in the world of, I do a lot of work with a lot of women with PCOS. Mm-hmm. So when they start showing up, you know, the double SNPs, you know, right. the homozygous mm-hmm. SNP, then I want to take a look at, you know, homocysteine levels. Right. And because also with women like that, that can contribute to potential clotting factor issues when they're trying to get pregnant.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
But I think that's a really an important point. Mm-hmm. Let's dive into the fulvic humic world.
Okay.
Because I don't think many people have heard about mm-hmm. it. And I myself, and I've had other practitioners that I know.
Never heard of it.
Haven't really. Yeah.
Yeah. It really, you know, it's been around. I can tell you that historically it's been used heavily in the agricultural side of things mm-hmm. because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, humic and fulvic are molecules and they are created in the soil. So, you know, a simple approach to this is if, you know, people imagine a field, you know, where they've grown vegetables or fruits, whatever, and all this is kind of ground back up in the soil. We have microorganisms in the soil that break down the vegetation into what we call humate. And humate, a lot of people think of compost, have used compost in mm-hmm. gardening. It's similar to that. But as humate goes through various stages, these molecules become more prevalent and more active. And so these molecules are created in the soil. The challenge today is with, you know, modern farming practices. One, we're over cultivating. You know, we don't rest yeah. fields like we used to. They just keep growing, growing, growing. And two, they're treating the soil with herbicides and pesticides that are destroying these microorganisms. So what happens is we never get this development of humate in the soil. So without these molecules working in the soil to chelate elements and trace minerals and other nutrients, which are driving them up into the plant root system so the plant can benefit from these. What we're doing today is we're growing things that look good, but they're very nutrient poor today. I mean, you look at apples or cabbage, you know, cabbage, for instance, which used to be plentiful in vitamin C, there's hardly any trace of vitamin C today. And of course, we know trace mineral deficiencies are rampant. You know, probably over 80% of our population in America is horribly deficient in trace minerals.
Yeah.
And without trace minerals, which are catalysts, you know, you can be taking all the vitamins in the world and they're just not going to work. And that's another big part of the problem today is a lot of people are taking all these different supplements. And without these important catalysts or cofactors, we can't metabolize this. And it actually creates more stress on our body. As I was listening to your introduction, everything you were mentioning, you can tie back to stress. Because the body, I look at the body two ways. We have our chronological age, and then we have our real age, which is kind of our biological age. I call that body age. And unfortunately today, we're almost biologically aging quicker than we are chronologically. You know, so when you were talking about women in their 20s or 30s today that are entering perimenopause, you know, they're beginning to see these problems arising. It's almost like the body's age to 50 or 60 is what's happening. And so much of it is the cells just aren't being nourished. If the cells aren't being nourished, if the cells aren't able to detoxify, because every time we make energy in a cell, it's almost like a car. We release exhaust. And if that exhaust can't get out of the cell, it's just toxic. It creates, you know, an oxidative process inside the cell that causes the cell to begin to prematurely age. So we're not getting nutrients in to make energy. We're not getting toxins out. So what happens is the cell begins to age prematurely. Well, that trickles up to tissues. If you think about the body, we're made up of cells that make up tissue, that make up organs, that make up systems. Okay, so it kind of trickles up. And of course, a lot of what is being done in medicine today, even in our field, is people are looking purely at the dysfunction at the system or organ level, which is a byproduct of poor cellular function.
It's a symptom.
It's a symptom. And you know, I use the word kind of green allopathic today because, you know, we have our allopathic approach, which is typically, you know, addressing symptom with pharmaceuticals, but in green allopathics, we're kind of taking this these natural products in trying to manage symptoms. And it's just, again, it's just this form of management. It's not really getting to the root, right?
It's not getting to the root cause. I see that a lot, too. I have a lot of women that come and see me and have been to other functional practitioners. Mm-hmm. And no one was really getting to the underbelly and the root cause of their issues. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned in the last two podcasts, I had Sandy Bargeron on.
Yeah.
And she's developing a product actually with you. Uh-huh. And Sandy is a really good practitioner. And we spent time talking about constipation and then just mitochondrial function and detoxification. So I encourage people to listen to those two previous episodes. I think you'll get a lot of information and a lot from Stuart today. But I know the longer I'm in practice, I'm realizing if we simplify it, if we peel it back and look at, as you said, looking at cellular health, making sure people are having regular bowel movements, making sure that whatever they're eating is nutrient dense and they're absorbing it. But this fulvic acid piece, I mean, it changed my life.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about these molecules because they are different. Yeah. You know, we hear humic and fulvic.
Yes, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. So the fulvic, they're very similar. The only thing that separates them is molecular size. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the humic molecule is a fairly large molecule. Now, what it does is it primarily stays in the gut. So when we ingest this, it's doing a lot of the nutrient delivery in the gut. It's helping with oxidation. It's a phenomenal binder as far as detoxification. You know, we hear a lot about leaky gut syndrome today.
Can you explain what binders are to people they may not know?
Yeah, binders are, think of these as substances that are able to attract toxic particles, heavy metals, and safely remove them from the body. So, you know, think of them, I guess, kind of like a magnet in a sense, you know, that they can attract, hold on to, and then safely pull these out through the body, whether it's through the bowel, it's through the kidneys. So those are really what binders are. Of course, we're exposed to a lot of toxins today and heavy metals and things that build up in the body. And one of the things that is a real challenge in the gut is glyphosate.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody's exposed to this. And especially if you live in the Midwest, I mean, we're literally breathing this in. And there's been well-documented studies on the effects of glyphosate and how in the gut it breaks down what we call tight cell junctions. You know, if you think of the gut wall, it's a tight, kind of a watertight membrane in there. And what happens is glyphosate will erode or oxidize these tight cell junctions so they begin to open. And when that happens, now we're freely moving, you know, bacteria and proteins and toxins out of the gut into the bloodstream. And that's really what triggers this autoimmune process. You know, you mentioned that earlier. Humic has been studied as one of the best binders and detoxifiers of glyphosate in the gut. We actually worked several years ago with a Japanese university that studies gut health and ways to improve gut health, the microbiome. And we were testing our humic product with that. And even at a 5% concentration, we were kind of taking it up in 5% increments. We were seeing a positive impact on glyphosate reduction. So the humic molecule, think of it as doing the bulk of the work in the gut. And why is that important? Well, to me, next to cellular health, the gut is also ground zero, right?
Yes.
I mean, when we talk about hormones, you know, we have this whole microbiome, thousands of species of healthy, good bacteria that are involved with hormone regulation, hormone signaling, neurotransmission production, as well as immunity, metabolism. I mean, the more we learn about the gut microbiome, the more we know it's connected to everything. You know, so even if we're dealing with hormone issues, we have to focus on gut health improvement.
Yeah, I mean, I always say that the gut is the epicenter of your hormones.
That's it. That's it. And, you know, a quick barometer of that, like you mentioned, if you're not eliminating, hopefully several times a day, your gut is not doing well.
So, Stuart, and maybe you will talk about your product or something you're working on. Yeah. I would say without hesitation that 70 to 80% of my clients, 85, are constipated.
Yes.
And we're talking about constipation twice a week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's
some of them, not all. I mean, but they're just even once a day. Yeah. It's like it's so crucial to overall health.
Well, and, you know, I kind of get back to stress. You know, when the gut becomes toxic and stressed and backed up, it becomes stressed and we start to lose function. Is what happens. So yeah, if you're not eliminating at least once a day, you know, the old rule of thumb, and I'm taking myself back a little bit, used to be for every meal you ate yesterday, you should eliminate today. That should be the transition time. And that's almost unheard of. I remember telling clients that and they just sit back and go, well, that never happens. So, but, you know, cleaning up the gut, helping to restore balance, you know, humic actually even has a prebiotic benefit. A lot of people hear of probiotics, which specific species of bacteria that you can introduce to the gut, but prebiotics are a fiber substance, non-digestible fibers that actually feed the good bacteria in the gut. You know, so we think about anything we can do to help improve their colonization and building, and humic has benefits there. So humic is phenomenal for gut health. You know, we use that in one of our products, our GI Ultramax product, which I think bar none is probably the best gut restoration product on the market today.
I just have to say, I've had clients with colitis.
Yep.
And I mean, I had one woman recently, she's like, I can't get over it. I'm just having regular bowel movements. It's a profound product. And yeah, it's got fulvic and humic, and it's something that I utilize with almost all my clients.
Yeah,
it's great.
We took literally 2 years, you know, building that product and really reaching out and speaking to a lot of the health professionals, researchers in the gut microbiome field. To learn. And it was fascinating, the things that we learned through that process. But we quickly realized that, you know, detoxification, supporting the colonization of these good microbes was essential in the gut. Mm-hmm. And along the way, you know, we're finding out it's not only helping with bowel elimination, it's helping with hormone regulation, neurotransmitter regulation, all these things, because we're just improving the gut. So, you know, humic is critical in that area. Now, the fulvic molecule, which is just unbelievable when you truly begin to understand its activity in the body, it's a lot smaller It's the most bioactive of the fulvic or humate molecules. So that one crosses the blood-brain barrier. So what does that mean? It means it moves through the gut wall. It's able to move all the way through cellular membranes down to mitochondrial membranes. Now, you mentioned mitochondrial function a minute ago, and I know you think you just had a show recently on that.
Yeah.
You know, think of the mitochondria as our powerhouses of the cell. That's the energy room, right? That's where we make ATP, our energy. And we've done research and tests with our fulvic to see how it influences what we call mitochondrial output. And, you know, we've done this a lot with athletes that we've worked with, from weekend warriors all the way to professional athletes. And the one thing, you can't change the size of an engine. We all are like an engine. So we have a certain size, right? Certain horsepower.
Right.
But what you can do is you can tune up how that engine works. Kind of like your car, you know, putting better gas in it, making sure that you're maintaining it. And that's what fulvic does from a mitochondrial standpoint, is it helps the body make better energy. Well, when we're making better energy, that's trickling up to the tissues, to the organs, to the systems we talked about. So fulvic also is very unique in its antioxidant abilities. We hear a lot about antioxidants today. It's considered a dual role antioxidant. So what does that mean? It means that it can donate and accept electrons. So if it needs to be more of a donator to try to reduce oxidation, it can do that. If it needs to be more of an acceptor, where it's actually helping to detox and bind, like we talked about, it can do that. Pretty phenomenal in how that works.
Well, I think it's funny because I don't, you know, sometimes I think people forget that we are like electrical human beings.
Right.
We need that electrical charge in ourselves.
Absolutely.
I mean, a good example of that is, God forbid somebody goes into cardiac arrest, how do we revive them?
Shock them.
We give an electrical charge to the heart.
Absolutely.
To get it going. And, you know, what are minerals? I mean, these minerals provide
conduction.
That charge.
Yeah, in charge.
And I think for listeners, if they're kind of like going, wait a minute, so if my soil's depleted, maybe the reason I'm not feeling well because I'm not getting it from the fruits and vegetables that I'm eating daily. I mean, our soil is depleted. Our veggies are depleted. I think we actually have 60 more growing season cycles before our soil is completely depleted, which is frightening.
Yes.
Are there things that we can do? I hope so.
Yeah.
And as you said, I think you may have said this in another podcast, but I realize, I mean, I've known this 100 years ago, we had so many more minerals. I think apples were a source of iodine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it makes sense that we're seeing more and more of thyroid dysfunction and other things because we're just not getting that naturally
from the soil.
I may be stating the obvious, but I want people to be like, holy crud.
Yeah.
I'm not getting what I need. And if I do need a vitamin supplement, and I think, you know, your approach is having, you know, multivitamin supplement that also has fulvic humic.
Right.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great way to absorb those vitamins and minerals and all those nutrients.
Well, you know, each molecule of fulvic contains the proper balance of these trace elements and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, you think about, and this is something I always recommend people do, is go to Google and Google the mineral wheel. I don't know, Meg, if you've ever seen that, but the mineral wheel shows all of the interactions between minerals. Okay. You know, a lot of times we think of calcium and magnesium and potassium as kind of the minerals, but we have all these other trace minerals out there, cadmium, nickel. You know, even, you know, if people hear those terms, they think, well, aren't those bad? Well, believe it or not, we have to have trace amounts of those in the body. But when you look at the interaction points and the antagonizing points on that mineral wheel, it's mind-boggling. So, you know,
I just pulled it up from the internet.
It's unbelievable. So there's thousands and thousands of interaction points. So when we think about, you know, having a balance of, you know, potassium to magnesium or cadmium to magnesium or cadmium to calcium, you know, how much do we know we need to take? That's been a challenge. Like copper, for instance, a lot of people talk about copper and the dangers of supplementing with too much copper. But fulvic brings in the right balance in the biologically correct forms that the cell knows how to use. Okay. Fulvic's also an orchestrator. It kind of goes in and helps the body recognize and utilize these trace minerals. If we have too much, it can actually bind and help pull down. It's fascinating, you know, and again, trace mineral deficiency is just huge. And a lot of it, as you mentioned, we're just not getting in our foods today. Now, one of the most important properties or activities of fulvic is how it charges the cell membrane. You mentioned something very important a minute ago that, you know, we think of the body as chemistry, but it's also electrical. Okay. And as fulvic passes through the cell membrane, it actually increases the cellular membrane charge. So on our cell membranes, we have an electrical charge. One side's positive, one side's negative. Okay, that's what helps move things freely through in and out of the cells. It works both ways, almost like a door swinging two ways. And when that voltage or charge potential begins to drop, we can't get things in, we can't get things out. Okay, so we could be taking what appears to be the best supplement in the world, but if the cell membrane has lost that energetic charge, what's going to happen is all this stuff's going to build up in the extracellular environment, or what we call the terrain in the body. And now the body has to try to remove that. And this is a big problem. I coined a term years ago called nutraceutically induced toxicity. And I used to see people coming in the clinic and they'd bring their baskets full of products in, you know, that they heard about or maybe somebody recommended. And they're like, I'm feeling worse taking all this. It's right. Because their cells aren't able to process it. And it just builds up. And again, it comes back to stress. It starts creating more stress. See, we just start piling on the stress in the body. So really improving cellular health, what you're doing is you're alleviating a lot of the stress in the body so it can function properly. It can foundationally function properly. And that's where it all begins. And that's why these are so important. Yeah. And fulvic by itself enhances the bioavailability of everything else that we're consuming. So even if we're eating foods that maybe they're grown more organically, we know they're better food.
Right.
By taking fulvic, what you're doing is you're increasing the ability of those nutrients to get into the cell. You know, yeah. I have a lot of practitioners that have specific product lines they love, and they're going, you know, I don't know why this client does well on these products, and the other one that presents with the same symptoms or test results doesn't. A lot of it just simply comes down to cellular health. Maybe one cellular activity is better than the other. Well, putting fulvic in the mix is almost like an insurance policy. It helps that cell function better so we know we're going to absorb these other things that we're taking more effectively.
So I have a question. Women that are pregnant, how do you address fulvic and humic during pregnancy? What are your recommendations?
Being that they are naturally occurring in the soil, our bodies were actually made to have humic and fulvic. There's really, there hasn't been a lot of research. So, you know, that's where always the cautionary tale is. You know, it's like, if you haven't researched it, I think they're safe with pregnancy because we, again, what are we, we're growing a human being. You would think we need cells functioning at their absolute highest potential, right? And we want
And you make, also want to support detoxification.
Absolutely.
People are being, you know, it's funny. I feel fulvic and humic. If it's in our soil and it's in our food, but our food is depleted, why not give someone some of that to optimize cells? I mean, I feel, and I'm going off a little on a tangent because I work a lot with women with fertility and PCOS, you know, they're always talking about antioxidants to improve, you know, follicle integrity and embryo integrity. Actually, I think an important antioxidant for women with fertility and all women of reproductive age is fulvic.
Absolutely.
And humic.
Yep.
And I think research is going to show that that has an incredible influence on follicle quality.
Well, you think about, again, the decline in our food sources over the decades. You know, we've moved from growing things to making things now, engineering things. And the body is organic. It was designed to have these nutrients coming in from plant sources, natural sources. And, you know, if we're not getting, you know, that hasn't changed how the body functions. Okay. That hasn't changed.
No.
So what we're doing is we're consuming all of these artificially engineered produced foods today that are loaded with preservatives and toxins. And again, it's depleting, you know, the body, when we come into this world, we're given kind of a rich resource that really should carry us to about 120 years. That's our genetic potential, by the way. But what happens, we just keep depleting. So the body, that first 50 years, is really just almost chewing itself up just to exist. Mm. It's robbing calcium, it's robbing minerals, all these things out of the body to kind of keep it going. Well, sooner or later, we're going to reach a point of depletion. And that's what's happening. And when you talk about the hormonal side of things, because I did a lot of work, endocrine work in our clinic, and especially adrenal function, which to me is such a pivotal point in all this.
Yeah.
These glands have a finite ability to produce hormones. They just can't, under stress, keep producing high levels of things for, you know, 100 years. It just can't happen. So again, I kind of get back to what I mentioned ago about body age. You know, I see people 20, 30 years old that they've depleted the resources, the ability of these glands to produce these hormones to the point of if they were 60 or 70.
Yeah.
You know, so again, it comes down to getting the body working more efficiently from a cellular level. So then as we begin to restore that foundational function, it begins to trickle up and support these systems better. And detoxification, I mean, that's a whole other two shows we could do on, you know, supporting the body's detox pathways. And, you know, humic and fulvic are phenomenal because, again, think about it. If the cells are functioning, tissues are functioning, organs are functioning, systems are functioning better, we're talking now about detox pathways.
Yeah.
They're going to begin to move more freely and be able to move things more efficiently out. And that's why a lot of times when people go into detox programs, maybe it's focusing on liver, lymph, or kidney, they get sick. It's like they're trying to detox a system, but you've got two or three other systems over here that aren't functioning well.
Well, it's kind of like you have a big pool and you're just focusing on two of the six or eight filters in the pool.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to detox someone if you don't open up the kidneys, the liver, lymphatic system, bile duct, I mean, cellular. It goes on.
It's all work together.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
And maybe you can clarify it. I keep hearing mixed things about people shouldn't take calcium. Can you talk about that? Have you been hearing more about calcium?
I think, you know, I've seen this for decades now. And I just, here's a good point to get back to when I talked about how the body kind of robs itself, you know, to keep going. Calcium is one of the easiest access minerals to get to, especially to buffer pH in the body. So, you know, pH, we should maintain a fairly neutral balance of pH in our body. But unfortunately, a lot of foods and things we're consuming today are putting more of an acidic load on the body. If the body is not detoxing properly, it becomes more acidic.
Right.
So all the body knows is survival. So what happens is it starts going into the bones, robbing calcium to try to buffer pH because calcium is higher in alkalinity. So we get all this calcium kind of floating around in the body, in the bloodstream. And then now we're, you know, we've been told for years, especially women, you know, take 1200, 1500 milligrams of calcium. And what's happening now, we're seeing that a lot of this is increasing atherosclerotic buildup, stroke risk, bone spurs, all these things, because this calcium begins to settle in the tissues, in the arteries, and that creates problems. Our body really can't metabolize more than 300 milligrams of calcium a day, by the way. Okay.
Okay.
And you have to also understand the source of calcium. You know, I can remember ladies coming in my clinic and their doctor told them to get on calcium, said, well, just start taking Tums. You remember those days?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, then you're taking away part of the process in the digestive system by neutralizing hydrochloric acid that's used to help with breakdown.
Well, and I think also, too, with calcium, you know, we're so focused on calcium. There are other minerals that the bones need.
Well, you remember I mentioned all these trace minerals and looking at the mineral wheel?
Okay. Yes.
Look at all the interactions of trace minerals to just calcium. It's not just calcium and magnesium or calcium and potassium. Right. It's all. So without these trace minerals, we can't metabolize calcium effectively. You know, trace minerals are really kind of the answer to this because most people, believe it or not, are getting enough calcium in their diet today. And we start adding all this extra in, it can really create a big problem. So, no, I'm not a big supporter. I think actually we're more magnesium deficient
I agree with. Okay. Absolutely. Magnesium is important for bone integrity. Yeah,
exactly. And vitamin D and K2.
Yes.
That's another K2. Thing that we're not seeing today, especially with a lot of bone supplements, unfortunately. You look at them and they've got a little vitamin D. You know, vitamin D deficiency is another rampant issue in our country today. K2 deficiency. And K2 also helps to reduce, you know, that excess buildup of calcium in the body. So those are really important. But yeah, I see a big issue with still today, these high doses that are being recommended for calcium. I think people.
So do you think menopausal women need some calcium?
Well, again, I mean, 300 milligrams, but also balancing that with magnesium, making sure they're getting K2 in.
Absolutely.
Ample vitamin D. You know, I always tell people when you get your blood work done every year, you should get your vitamin D levels done.
I know. That's something I always have to request. I don't know why they don't check it.
Yeah. But it's critical in all this. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, bone loss too, whether it's osteopenia, osteoporosis, mm-hmm. A lot of that comes back to adrenal function. And, you know, when we're under stress, you know, that's our stress management system. And that's where a lot of the precursor hormones, obviously, you know, this are produced mm-hmm. that help to regulate things like estrogen and progesterone, testosterone. Mm-hmm. So, and also bone health. There's a huge connection there with these precursor hormones and in bone health. So anytime I would deal with anybody with osteoporosis or osteopenia, pre-osteoporosis, mm-hmm. I would look pretty closely at adrenal health. And usually mm-hmm. you find dysfunction there.
Well, yeah. Well, I think we all need, you know, it's like right now I'm working with some people and it's like, where do you start? You know, they have adrenal dysfunction. Mm-hmm. They're not detoxing.
So and they start? It's cellular and gut health, period.
Yeah. And that's what I do. And that's what, you know, it's like, you know, there's a part of me in the past would be like, okay, let's give them everything. And I'm like, no, I have to improve their gut. And by the way, I use Mother Earth Labs. I use Cellcore, but mm-hmm. I've been... For a lot of my clients, I tell them, but I use one of your, you know, multis with that fulvic humic. Mm-hmm. I use fulvic humic, what is it? Super
SC? Concentrate. Yeah.
Super mm-hmm. concentrated. And the fulvic 4X, which is, you know, and I mean, a lot of your products have it. So people don't realize they're really getting this good support.
And, you know, simple, you know, we talk, this is a term we use a lot at Mother Earth Health mm-hmm. is that simple's better, less is more. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we don't need to mega dose the body. And when you look at these supplement facts and you see these incredible dosages on there, a lot of that is because just a fraction is going to get to the cell. Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when new practitioners come over to us or new customers are just like, I want just a starting point. I always mm-hmm. recommend, like you mentioned, one of our comprehensive core product, which by the way, is even a great prenatal product. I don't know if we've discussed that.
Oh, that's
that
good
or
to
not,
know.
But yeah,
okay.
We have a lot of midwives we work with. I use that with clients that were pregnant.
Oh, good to know.
Our GI Ultramax, again, which is
love
phenomenal
that.
For repairing, yeah. kind of detox.
I take that every day.
It's
I love
wonderful.
That product.
I do too. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. And then I like to add our super concentrated fulvic in, our 400X. To me, that is just a incredible foundational health program. And I talk to a lot of practitioners that are kind of new to supplementation. Mm-hmm. They're wanting to take a more simple approach. They kind of understand the cellular gut connection. I'm like, you know what? Doesn't matter what people are presenting with. Use this as the foundational program for 3 months and watch what happens. And it's pretty amazing how in 3 months, you know, many of the symptoms and conditions begin to abate and resolve with people because we're just simply building a stronger foundation back with these products.
So, you know, to ask, you know, I know you have that fulvic concentrate. Mm-hmm. When do you use the fulvic humic? When would you recommend that to clients?
Well,
or to
if we're
listeners?
Doing kind of a standard protocol like we just talked about, I like mm-hmm. doing the fulvic mid-morning and mid-afternoon. And what I typically mm-hmm. do, I actually have some right here on my desk. I'll be putting in my water here pretty quick. I like mm-hmm. to do a dropper full of that in water mid-morning and mid-afternoon. And the reason for that, I mentioned that's that smaller, more bioactive molecule that's getting into mm-hmm. the cell. So what we're doing is we're kind of infusing the body with these molecules all through the day. So it's like kind of charging the battery all day long, mm-hmm. which is important. Supporting detoxification, providing those trace minerals throughout the day, and also helping with blood sugar regulation. Mm-hmm. This is one thing I found in blood testing, doing A1C levels, which is kind of a 3-month marker for glucose levels, is we would see those beginning to regulate and go down when we introduce fulvic. And it, I truly believe what's happening is we're helping the receptor become more recognizing of insulin and ultimately getting glucose.
And that's great. That's actually really great information.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, the humic and fulvic, which, you know, we have a combination product called humic and fulvic. Mm-hmm. That's a great product for people to use that are really sensitive. Maybe their, you know, gut's totally fouled up. They're mm-hmm. just having a real hard time when they take anything reacting.
Yeah,
you know, starting with this humic and fulvic starts to get that gut straightened out a bit. It begins to help with cellular health improvement. And then over time, you can begin to introduce maybe, you know, a few of these other products. And so I always like with people I call pretty reactive or a little bit more fragile, I guess, a good mm-hmm. starting point would be just humic and fulvic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. That's
base.
What I do. That's good. That's great. Wow. Well, do you have anything else that you want to touch on?
You know, I think that covers a lot of it today.
I think so too. I think that was, you know what? I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I always find if it goes an hour, it goes an hour. But I think we really gave our listeners just a plethora of beautiful information. In my show notes, I will include my link to mm-hmm. Mother Earth Labs. So I'll make some recommendations for people. You know, I adore your product line because I love the quality of it. And I think fulvic humic, I hope it does catch on more. But again, it's the quality of what someone has in their product. And I really, really love your fulvic humic, mm-hmm. your GI Ultramax Pro. It's changed people's lives.
Real quick on that quality issue, let's talk a little bit about that because, you know, Meg, this is becoming more, I guess, available today. You know, I don't want to say it's quite household yet because I don't think it's reached that level. But
no, I think it's going to take a little longer.
A little longer, but more and more companies are beginning to incorporate humic and fulvic just because of their ability to increase the bioavailability of mm-hmm. other substances.
Absolutely.
A lot of products are just coming out. Just you can get humic and fulvic. I really caution people to, you know, look at the source. Where is this coming from? It's like anything in this industry today.
Yes.
If something gets some name recognition to it and benefit behind it, all of a sudden everything just starts flooding into the market. And unfortunately, a lot of humic products and fulvic products are being imported. Our particular source is here in the U.S., and it comes from what we call the Fruitland Formation. This is really important, and it's been carbon dated back to the Cretaceous period. Now, wow. If you think about that time, it was very lush with vegetation. You know, we didn't have cars polluting the atmosphere and factories pumping stuff out. It was a very clean point in time. And this particular formation back during that time, the continent was separated. So we actually had fresh water and seawater kind of mixing there. So as humate was formed, we had the benefit of trace elements and minerals coming from the ocean, clean back then, also from the freshwater sources. So it gives a wonderful, very widespread profile for these trace minerals and elements. That's important. So knowing the quality is really important because, you know, a lot of times the stuff's coming in, it's from very shallow sources, maybe exposed to groundwater toxins, air toxins.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the profiles, and I've seen companies that have come on the market and eventually people begin to do testing and go, wow, this stuff's just loaded with excessive, mercury or lead or whatever in there because it's been in touch, it's bound, it's, you know, been in contact with other toxins. So I really encourage people to check that. We always provide a third party certificate of analysis on our product. Also, something I'd like to mention is when you get down to the concentration levels, a lot of times people are looking at simply a weight on a product, which may be a milligram amount, but it's the concentration that really counts. It's how much active concentration is of these humic and fulvic molecules are in the product. Ours consistently test out 2 to 3, 4 times higher than any other products on the market out there.
That's so amazing.
You know, like
that's
anything, awesome. If you're thinking of taking something and putting it in your body, do a little research, you know, talk with a company, mm-hmm. reach out, ask if they can provide that information to you so you're informed in knowing that you're absolutely taking the best product that is available to you.
That's great. Stuart, thank you so much for being here today. You're such a joy.
Oh, Meg, I appreciate it.
And I loved all the information you provided. I think, you know, this is exciting for a lot of listeners because it's the beginning of the new year. And why not start off the beginning of the new year by giving your body something new that can help it thrive even further? So again, I will include all of this in the show notes where people can purchase the products. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. If you like what you have heard, please subscribe on iTunes and Spotify. And if you really like what you've heard, please give a thumbs up. Those wonderful reviews bring other people to the Hormone Lifestyle Zone. And if you would like to work with me, you can reach me at megrichichi.com. All my information is there. I'd be delighted to chat with you and maybe explore a healing journey with you to optimize your health that will also include fulvic and humic acid. So to everyone today, thank you so much for joining me on the Hormone Lifestyle Zone, and may you have an amazing day. Take good care.